And the Zerza, Sivcha Beis, and we started last week discussing Hayotim and Abayis Yisrael Achi Chon Yichnois Lodosham. One who's leaving their house and another Jew is going to move into this Abayis. A Yitol Rishon is a Mezuzos. This halacha that the first one should not take the Mezuzos. And the second one who's moving in there will pay him for them. We brought down the Gemara above Mitzia, Dafkov Beis, which is the Makar to this, that there's an Indian of a Hezek, there's Mazikin, that would be Mazik if the apartment's left without mezuzahs. When the second one moves in, there's a form of Hezek, and because of that, the first one is not allowed to take the mezuzah down, but he could be teveya from the second one, the money, the cost of the mezuzahs. There's different tshuvas on this. First, we have the Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva speaks out that for the Berchei Yosef, if he's in a place where it's hard for him to find mezuzahs for the house that he's moving into now, and the Yerchai can be managed to double the Yodai, so then one can rely on the Shitas Agoinim, the Rabbeinu Hai, the Ravacha, that they say that if you cover Miyad B'Bai Sachar, that if you take off the mezuzah and put in another house right away, there's no problem. Therefore, you can be Semech on them Shasat Chak. Because of Oid, if let's say as soon as you leave, your friend's coming to move in, right? As soon as you leave, the other one's coming in, and they're gonna put up their own. So again, if there's a need to, fine. So even then, still the Chazal said their din that you should not take the mezuzahs off. And the reason for that is the Levushim Mordechai explains because we're worried that maybe the second won't hang it up right away. But if we know that the second one's going to hang it up right away, so then it won't be a problem. Now the Mechas Yitzchak, the child of Esther of Radayim Weiss, was Eich Eish Linnag L'maisa B'mish Yetzim B'bayis Socher, someone who was renting an apartment, and V'einin Nitzke take up L'acher, it's not being rented out to someone right away, meaning the owner of the apartment, he doesn't have someone that's going to move in right away, and the person who's renting it has mezuzahs over there, can he remove them or not? And the Mechas Yitzchak quotes the Yavids, Sack of the Yavis, that's also to take down the mezuzahs because there's a sakon if you take it down, and therefore he says, even though the shell said that it'll be up to a month that no one's going to live there, still he says it's mochik in the tshuvas shelis Yavis, that since the sakana, even if the apartment remains empty for a long time, kimsha alpha pike and oimid hula skir the Yisrael, therefore you should not take it down. Says Ulam, I am a Berki Yosef. The Malkum Shem Oitz Mezuzah. If you can have a hard time finding mezuzah, so then b'shasat chak you can be Semech on the Goyim. However, he says that he gives the Eitzah to the Baal Bayis or to the Seicher that he should just ask for money from the Seicher. Okay. Same thing. There's a Chiyuv from the Shevet Levi. Ched Beis Tzim Kovnotes Ois Beis. Mr. Mesa selling an apartment to his friend. He also ends off that Mikomokam after Darkish Hashiva Sina, the Kerch Mukhsi Gambadamim, Komokam Yesh the Meicher Mezuzis Yikarais. Let's say the Meicher has, the one that's selling the apartment has expensive Mezuzis that he put over there. I didn't know since Shemutta Lefnei, it's Yosel Achla Vikarz Akhtanis, even though the Aloch is that you could switch. Before I move out, I'll take my expensive ones and I'll put up cheaper ones. But if you're going to leave it with mezuzahs, then you can put up, even if you're going to put up not expensive ones. Okay, Siv Chav Gimel. Chayv Adon Lizar Ma'oid B'mitzvahs Mezuzah. One is Mechayv to be very careful with the mitzvah of mezuzah. Peshu Chayvas HaKol Tamin. Because it's a chayv on everyone constantly. Because man, Sheichnas V'yetze. Every time it goes in or out, Yifka B'yichor Hashem. Shmoy Shalkash Baruch Hu. This is the Lashon on the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hachas Mezuzah, where it's the end of Perek Dalet over there, I think it is. So he says that each time you go in and out of the house, you should yifka meet, bump into the yichud of Hashem, the yichud, the single of Hachas Baruch Hu. V'yizkei, you should remember Ahavasa, you know, remember what's written in the Mezuzah, the love. The Yoyim Mishnase, and she wake up from his sleep, Mishigiyosef, and his habit, Mahavle Azman, just to flow with the time, Vyeda, and he should make it known to himself, Kein Dova Ha'ime La'olam, La'olme Olamim El Yediya Su'olam. There's nothing that will remain forever and ever except the Yediya of the Rabban Shalom. Miyaru Chayzel Adaite V'olach V'dachim Shar. And then he goes back to his way, and he goes on his derech hisham. Amra zal komi sheish le tefillin b'roishai v'zroya. Anyone who has tefillin on his head and his arm, it sits bebigdoi, and sits on his begin and mezuzah bepischai, and mezuzah on his doorway. Muchzik hu shelo yechta. Why? It's not just automatic. Shari yesh le maskirim rabim. He has many reminders. V'hein hein amalochim shematzil esim alachte. This is all part of the Rambam. Those are the malachim, which are there to save him from sinning. Shene mechoy ne malach Hashem saviv. The malach Hashem will camp around him, around Li Reov, the ones that fear him. V'yichaltzim, and they'll save him. Oyd amru razal, v'avoyin mezuzah, bonav v'vnoysim meisim kedanim. V'chazor mezuzah, yarichu yomav. Shene mechoy ne yibu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem. And then it's Sifchav Dalet. Sifchav Dalet, the Ketzer says, Olfisha mezuzah ulahaski yichud shmeis barach. Now, since the mezuzah is there for reminding us of the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chein kishyeitzi mipesach beisoy, when one leaves the house, the door of his house, v'chein kishin nichnas, yinashek oisa, you should kiss it. Avalo yanich esa yad al ha-mezuzah. You shouldn't put your hand on the mezuzah atzma, meaning on the cloth. Al yizor shi yizuchuchas al Hashem. There should be some kind of glass covering. V'chishu yoytzi mebeisi yumanich yod al mezuzah yoyma, Hashem shoymri, Hashem tzili, ayad yamini. Some learn that it's dafka when you're leaving the house, you say this pesukim. The minig is, some people have the minig. Apikabala, you don't put mezuzah on metal. But some people have the minig to kiss the mezuzah before they go to sleep also. Three times, seven times, different minhagim. And they say this pesukim. Akopanim. The Ketzer brings this down. Now, the truth is the Ramah brings this Indian down, and the Dakimash is Lamon Bevarichos. I think we mentioned in the beginning this Indian of kissing the mezuzah, which is brought down here in the Ketzer and in other achrayim, is it's a form of chibur, of attaching yourself. Right, you mechabi yourself to the mezuzah and the inyanim of the mezuzah. Right, we find this inyan of kissing by tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, but we don't find by other mitzvahs, by dalaminim or by sukkah. There are people that when they leave the sukkah they kiss, but brought down in the svarim is by by these three, because there's a certain attachment to the inyanim that are behind it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down that the Chaznish said that he didn't have koyach to put his hand on the mezuzah, but he would like mistakel, he would stare at the mezuzah, he would look at it. And Rav Chaim explains the Indian putting your hand there is not just to put your hand there, it's to remember what's in there. So Chaznish, by looking at it, that was enough for him to remember the Indian that was in there. The Chayodim writes, Chavim Yisrael Shesivav HaMakash Baruch Hu Mitzvah Tfilin B'Roishai V'Zorai V'Tzitz Big Day. So it's a Chavivus of Yisrael that HaKash Baruch Hu gave us these three mitzvahs. Of Kaim Gil Mitzvah Zeylo Azen Ema Achot HaMashulish L'Meri Yenotek. And it quotes the Zayar about this. And the Zayar is Mavur that the Iker is not the kissing, it's the Zboininus in the Kavanus HaMitzvah. But like we said also, the psukim, the different minhagim, if it's dafkin going out and going in. There's another nusach that the Dake Moshe brings down for someone that's leaving. Shach also. Okay. Sivchavei, mezuzas hayachid, a private mezuzah nivdeka shtei pamim b'sheva shama, twice every 7 years, meaning every 3.5 years. Shorabim, a mezuzah that belongs to the rabbim, shein latriach aleim nivdeka shtei pamim b'yovel, twice every 50 years. So it comes out that the mezuzahs should be checked every 3.5 years. Fine, so we'll speak out a few more pratim on this, and then maybe we'll, Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll finish up with just the dinner base of Knesset and base of Medish, which I don't think was mentioned, and the elevator.
Okay.